St. Thomas is a U.S. territory in the Caribbean where the official currency is the dollar, the cars drive on the left, and the city begins at the pier. The crowd of American brand shops, taxis, and souvenir stands waiting outside the gangway is the practical version of you are basically in Miami, but a quieter walk into Charlotte Amalie, or a taxi out to one of the better beaches on this side of the Caribbean, is the more useful way to spend the day. Getting off the ship is the easy part. The cruise pier sits at the edge of Charlotte Amalie, the territory's capital, and the historic downtown is about 15 to 20 minutes on foot along the waterfront, or a short shared taxi ride for crew not wanting to walk. The streets around the pier itself are a thicket of duty-free jewelry shops, surf and beachwear stalls, and a post office useful for sending things home. A supermarket sits within walking distance of the cruise terminal, helpful for restocking the cabin, though the prices on imported goods are noticeably higher than at the same chains on the U.S. mainland. There is one thing worth knowing about the territory status for any crew thinking about the laws in play once off the ship. St. Thomas, along with St. John and St. Croix, is part of the U.S. Virgin Islands, an unincorporated U.S. territory. The dollar is the official currency. Federal U.S. law applies. The postage is U.S. Postal Service, and the police and customs operate under U.S. federal jurisdiction. For crew, the practical implication is that the rules a U.S. citizen would expect ashore are in effect here, including drug possession and firearm laws, which carry U.S.-level penalties rather than Caribbean tourist warnings. For non-U.S. crew, the C1/D crew visa permits the standard shore leave with no separate clearance required. A quirk worth knowing in the first 5 minutes ashore is that St. Thomas is a U.S. territory where the cars drive on the left, a holdover from the Danish colonial period that ended when the United States purchased the islands in 1917. The traffic pattern was kept after the transfer, and St. Thomas is the only U.S. territory where the cars run on the British side of the road. For crew on foot, the practical effect is that crossing a street the way it is done in the U.S., looking left first, leaves a person blind to the direction the traffic is actually coming from. Look right first. The taxis themselves, despite driving on the left, are usually left-hand drive American vehicles, which only adds to the disorientation in the first day or two on the island. A beach day at Magans Bay is the standard recommendation for crew with a long enough port stop and the energy for a taxi ride. Magans Bay sits on the north side of the island, about 20 to 30 minutes by taxi from the pier depending on traffic, and is regularly listed among the better beaches in the Caribbean. The bay is calm, the sand is fine, and a small entry fee covers the use of the beach facilities. The taxis ashore are mostly shared open-air vans, and the round-trip fare is a fixed rate that drivers will quote on the way out. For crew on a shorter day, the closer beaches at Lindbergh Bay and Morningstar Beach are walkable or a few minutes by taxi from the pier respectively, and avoid the full commitment of the Magans Bay run. Charlotte Amalie itself has the densest concentration of historic sites of any port in the Eastern Caribbean, and most are within easy walking distance of the pier. The oldest building on the island is Fort Christian, also the oldest standing structure in the U.S. Virgin Islands, completed in 1680 during the Danish colonial period. It started life as a fortification, then was a courthouse, then a jail, and is now a museum. It is a national historic landmark, painted in the distinctive red ochre that marks it out from the surrounding streets. The 99 Steps is a Danish-era stairway running up the hill from the waterfront to a residential street, built in the 18th century from ballast bricks brought over on incoming ships. There are not actually 99 steps. The count is closer to 103, depending on which broken bottom step is counted. At the top of the 99 Steps is Blackbeard's Castle, a 17th century watchtower, originally called Skytesborg by the Danes. The historical connection to Blackbeard is mostly legend. But the tower itself is real, and the view over Charlotte Amalie Harbor from the top is the reason most visitors make the climb. Frederick Lutheran Church was founded in 1666, making it one of the earliest Lutheran congregations in the Western Hemisphere, with the current building dating from the early 19th century. A short walk from Fort Christian and free to enter. A viewpoint on the ridge north of Charlotte Amalie is Drake's Seat, named for Sir Francis Drake, reached by taxi rather than on foot, and worth combining with the trip out to Magans Bay since the road runs the same direction. Mountaintop is the highest accessible point on the island, with views over the surrounding waters that include the British Virgin Islands on a clear day. Also a taxi trip, also typically combined with a Magans Bay run. On the western edge of Charlotte-Amalie is Frenchtown, a small neighborhood settled in the 19th century by French-speaking fishermen from St. Barthélemy. Quieter than the main tourist corridor, with a small church, a working harbor, and a handful of restaurants that are calmer than what is available downtown. St. Thomas works in two halves, the historic downtown for crew who want to walk and look at things, and the North Shore for crew who want a real beach day. The port hours are usually long enough for one of the two and a slow lunch in between,